December 17th, The Mountain Cabin, An Erotic Christmas Calendar, by My Lemon. Translated by Emma Erickson. Narrated by Scarlett Fox. Narrated for Lust. Neither of us appreciated the stress that came with Christmas, and we had talked about escaping it for years. This year, we had finally made it happen. The car ride up north had taken us longer than expected, but we were finally there. We had to dig our way through the snow to get to the wooden cabin, and after getting all our stuff in order, we finally started to feel at ease. The cabin wasn't very warm, but it felt homey. It smelled nice, and the sound of the radiators heating up contributed to the cozy atmosphere. While I started a fire in the fireplace, my boyfriend Joel heated up some mulled wine, and then we all snuggled up on the sofa corner. We listened to the crackling fire in the background, and the hot drink kept my hands warm. I smiled at our friends that had decided to come up here with us. We were snuggling under a blanket, and I noticed how Andrew stroked Hannah's arm gently. The touch was meant to do so much more than just keep her warm. I felt slightly jealous and moved closer to Joel. I snuggled up against him, and he wrapped his arms around me. Then he put a blanket over us. I leaned my back against his chest and rested my head on him. The sound of his heartbeat made me feel calm. I inhaled his scent, the scent of safety, and then I closed my eyes and let my thoughts wander. When he realized that I was about to fall asleep, he took the glass of mulled wine from my hand, which woke me up. "What were we talking about?" They all laughed at me. "We were talking about how I'm really not looking forward to getting undressed and jumping into that cold bed," said Hannah. "We'll try to stay warm somehow," said Andrew. He was clearly insinuating something sex-related, and Hannah looked at me with eyes full of anticipation. At the same time, she looked a bit embarrassed, and we giggled to make it all less dramatic. But it wouldn't surprise me if we ended up hearing moaning and creaking from their bedroom later. I pressed closer to Joel. The others couldn't see it, but I felt how he moved his hands over my body. One of his hands wandered around my waist and in under my shirt. I clenched my jaw and swallowed a gasp when I felt his cool hand against my naked skin. Slowly, his hand kept moving up my stomach until it